love on the lip tour greens where dreams rise above balls deep swingers they're taking the scene with big sticks and bogey boys living the dream lip pods the sound where the stories are told eureka's and two ballers going for gold regular flex and shanks it's quite the hook grab a seat tune in let's take a closer look
welcome golf enthusiasts to the deep dive grab your virtual scorecard because today well we're not just dissecting a golf tournament
no we're going deeper
we're taking you on an immersive hole-by-hole journey through the Captain Stableford at the challenging Red Libbets course. Think of this as your front row seat to every drive, every putt.
And every unexpected twist.
Exactly. We're here to uncover the thrilling narrative of this competition. So our mission today is really to unpack that real-time ebb and flow of the leaderboard, you know, celebrate the individual triumphs, and yes, gently acknowledge those moments that, well, left players scratching their heads.
Happens to the best of us. And get ready, folks, because there were some truly surprising turnarounds, incredible clutch plays under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
And inevitably, a few unfortunate moments that just didn't go as planned. It's a proper narrative of skill, resilience, and, well, that wonderfully unpredictable element of golf.
Okay, let's get into it. After three holes.
Right. Three holes in, things were already taking shape. Out in front, looking really solid, you had Lokesh Ramesh Patel. Happy birthday to him on the day, actually.
Oh, right. Birthday boy.
Yeah. Him and Chris Codd O'Donoghue, both sitting at minus two, pars on two and three. Very tidy start.
Very tidy. And Randip Deepagil, just behind at minus one. Good par on the first. Solid opening strategy from those guys. Playing it safe, maybe?
Seems like it. But the course was already biting back for some others. Malk Dhami, for instance. Bit of a nightmare start.
Oh, yeah. Blobs on one and two. Ouch.
Yeah.
That's 0 points straight away.
Tough to come back from. And Chris Stevens wasn't having much fun either. Double bogey on one, triple bogey on two.
And Paul Woody Wood, oh, dear. Double, triple bogey on the first three. It shows how quickly Rhett Libbets can derail you if you're not careful on those opening holes.
Definitely sets the tone. And the team scores reflected that early on. The swingers, they shot out to an early lead at minus six. Good collective effort.
Yep, while Shanks and Big Hook, captained by Steve Dicko Dixon, they were close behind at minus four. So game on already in the team event. And by the time players hit the six-hole mark, wow, we'd already seen some big reshuffling at the top.
Yeah.
Tony Money, King Louie, Darren Reed, the ambassador, David Washer, Dish, and Terry Hare, the hitman. Suddenly, they all surged into a six-way tie for the lead.
Amazing.
Joining Ramesh and Codd, all sitting there at minus one.
That mid-front nine movement was really significant, especially Darren Reed's jump. I mean, from T12 all the way to T1.
Incredible.
He managed that with a solid par on five, and then, crucially, a birdie on the par four sixth. Now, the sixth is stroke index 14, so statistically, it's one of the easier holes.
Right, a scoring chance.
Exactly. A prime scoring opportunity.
Yeah.
And capitalizing on those, well, that's often the difference maker, isn't it? And Darren did just that. David Washer also picked up a birdie there, helped his climb.
And elsewhere, Duncan DJ Jenner had a bit of an adventure on hole four.
Oh, yeah. What happened there?
Hit a shaky shot, played a provisional, knocked the provisional to like 4 feet. Great shot.
Nice. So happy days?
Well, then he found his first ball.
Yeah.
And still made a double bogey. Golf gives with one hand. Takes with the other.
Brutal. So these individual shifts obviously impacted the team scores.
Massively. Shanks and Big Hook took the lead now, minus five, showing that consistency.
And the swingers started so well.
Drop back. T3 at minus two. Regular flex also moving up, though, sitting at minus three. So the team battle was really tightening up.
Right. So we get to the turn, nine holes down. How did things stand?
Well, Chris Codd O'Donoghue had managed to pull ahead. Clear leader now at minus three.
How'd he manage that?
Solid stuff. Par on seven, took a bogey on eight, but then critically birdied hole nine. Great way to finish the front nine. Put them in a strong position mentally.
Good finish. And chasing him.
Tony King Louie, Money, and Lokesh Ramesh Patel. Both tied for second at minus two.
And Ramesh had that slightly painful moment on seven, didn't he?
Ah, yes. The report mentioned, how did it put it? A little bit of poo popped out as his second putt caught the edge of the hole for bogey.
Uh-huh. Oh, dear. We've all been there, metaphorically speaking, maybe. That lip-out feeling is just gutting.
It really is. Also looking dangerous at -1 were Darren the ambassador, Reed, Danny is the club champ. You expect him to be there or thereabouts, and Justin Gledhill Carr. All nicely positioned.
Setting up a potentially great back nine. And the teams at the halfway house.
Shanks and Big Hook still holding the lead at -6. Swimmers in second at -4. And Balls Deep, captained by Tom Whitelaw, had moved into third at -3.
So, still pretty close at the top of the team leaderboard.
After 12 holes, King Louis, Tony Money, just put on a clinic, surged into a commanding -5 lead. Birdie on 10, steady par on 12. That surge, how big was that at this stage?
Oh, that was massive from King Louis. Yeah. A huge shift in momentum, especially when you look at what happened to Codd, the previous leader.
Yeah.
Chris O'Donohue took a devastating double bogey on the 11th. That stroke index one, Red Libbit's hardest hole.
Mm-hmm.
Just brutal.
Really tough.
Dropped him back to -4. Meanwhile, Danny Innes was making his own charge. Birdies on 10 and 12 vaulted him up to -3.
Wow.
Romesh also birdied 10, but then immediately bogeyed 12. Just shows how quickly things can change on that back nine, doesn't it?
It really does. And Justin Gledhill Carr, holding steady at -3 as well, just a couple of shots back, showed incredible consistency, composure under pressure.
And looking at the teams after 12, Shanks and Big Hook just further solidified their position, got to -8.
Dominant.
Yeah, really dominant. Regular Flex and Swingers were tied for second at -5. Still dattling, you know, but that gap was widening. It felt like Shanks and Big Hook were playing a different game at that point, putting real distance between them and the pack. Let's fast forward to after 15, getting towards crunch time.
And crunch time it was. The leaderboard got incredibly tight again. Tony Money's lead, gone.
What happened?
Double bogey on hole 14. Dropped them back to -4.
Ouch. That opened the door.
Wide open. Because Danny Innes birdied the very same hole, hole 14. So suddenly we've got a tie at the top again. Innes and Money, both at -4.
Incredible swing. Pressure definitely mounting now. Anyone else making a late charge?
Yep. Darren the Ambassador Reed and Simon 40 Ford. Both surged up to T3 at -3.
And 40 had that moment on 13, right? The motivational chat.
He did indeed. Apparently told himself, knock this in, you dickhead, before sinking his par putt.
Uh-huh. Whatever works. Shows the intensity out there.
It really does. But while some were surging, others were, well, falling back. Romesh Patel had a tough run. Triple bogey on 14, then a bogey on 15. Dropped him down quite a bit.
Rough stretch for the birthday boy.
Yeah. And Chris Codd O'Donohue also struggled. Double bogey on 13. His round was really starting to unravel after that strong start.
It's tough to see that happen, but there were still some moments of quality, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mel Dani, after that awful start, produced a moment of magic on 14. Thinned a shot through the bunker.
Through it, not over it.
Through it to a few inches. Tapped in for birdie. Unbelievable recovery shot.
That's incredible. And Tom Whitelaw.
Nailed nearest the pin on hole 15. Made the birdie, too. Great shot under pressure.
Fantastic stuff.
So, as we head into the final stretch, the big question was, could Tony Money regroup, reclaim that solo lead? Or would Danny Innes or maybe even Simon Ford make a late surge?
And the team standings were heating up too. Shanks and Big Hook still leading at -7. But the swingers, they'd closed the gap. Just one behind at -6. Every shot was just amplified now.
You could feel it. With only one hole left to play, Tony Money, King Louis, managed to maintain his lead at -5. Got a rock-solid par on the 16th. Huge.
Yes.
Danny Innes, right there, just one shot behind at -4, even after a bogey on 17. Still very much in the hunt.
And let's not forget Darren Reed, the ambassador, still in contention at -3.
Still lurking.
Yeah. Simon Ford, 40, dropped to -2 with a bogey on 17. It's just fascinating how the course punishes the slightest error in those final holes, isn't it?
It really is. And Chris O'Donohue Codd, who started so strong.
Yeah.
Unfortunately struggled, had blobs on both 16 and 17, dropped him way back to +1. Just shows the unforgiving nature of that back nine under pressure.
Truly a tale of two nines for Codd. And the teams with one hole to go.
Shanks and Big Hook clinging on at -6. Regular Flex and Swingers were now tied for second. Back at -3. So Shanks and Big Hook had a decent cushion, but it all depended on that final hole.
Right, the final reckoning.
And the winner is Tony Money, King Louis. Superb -6 score, sealed the victory with a steady par on the 18th. What an incredible performance. Regrouped after that wobble, just the dominant display.
What a finish. And Darren Reed, the ambassador, showed exceptional composure, finished strong with a birdie on 18. That vaulted him into a fantastic second place at -5. Great finish.
Brilliant. Danny Inn has held on for a very solid third place at -4, testament to his consistent play all day.
Definitely.
Simon Ford, 40, rounded out the top four at -2, showing that resilience. And Lokesh Patel, Romesh, birdied 18 to grab a share of fifth place at -2. Great comeback after those mid-round struggles.
Good recovery.
Justin Gledhill-Carr secured sixth place at -1 with a calm par on 18. Solid round.
But you know, not everyone finished on a high note. Randeep Gill, Deepa, had a tough double bogey on 18. That's a really cruel finish after playing well.
Gaffing.
And hole 18 caused some drama elsewhere too.
Oh yeah. Duncan DJ Jenner had quite the finale. Sliced his second shot out of bounds.
Oh dear. That's usually disastrous on the last.
Usually. But then he stepped up, hit a 3-wood to about 10 feet, and made the putt for bogey. Incredible save from OB.
Wow, that takes some nerve. Anyone else struggle on 18?
Paul Woody would, unfortunately, finish with a quadruple bogey. Ended up on +11 overall. Tough day at the office for Woody.
Ouch.
And Anthony Elisak, who apparently came back from the dead last week, couldn't repeat the magic, finished with a blob on 18. Golf brings you back down to earth sometimes.
It certainly does.
Now for the moment we've all been waiting for, the full team results. Our captain's Stableford champions are Shanks and Big Hook.
Yes. Great win for them.
An incredible total of 82 points,
yeah,
powered by Darren Reed's 41 points and Lokesh Patel's 41 points. Sure. Just incredible combined play from that duo.
Fantastic scores from both.
Coming in as runners-up were regular flex with 76 points, thanks to wildcard David Washer's 39 points and Justin Gledhill-Carr's 37 points.
Solid showing from regular flex.
And rounding out the top three, the swingers, with 74 points, spearheaded by Simon Ford's 38 points and Chris O'Donohue's 36 points.
Well played, swinger.
The rest of the field saw Balls Deep and Eureka's both tied on 73 points, Two Ballers with 72 points, Big Sticks with 64 points, and unfortunately the Bogey Boys finishing with 0 points. Tough day for them.
Ouch. 0 points. That hurts. Right, let's talk prizes and stats. Who got the cash?
All right, first place, Tony Money, pockets 50 pounds. Nice. Darren Reed gets 30 pounds for second. Danny Innes takes 20 pounds for third.
And the winning team members.
Darren Reed, Lokesh Patel, and Paul Wood each get 5 pounds for being part of Shanks and Big Hook. Well deserved.
Now for those juicy competition stats. Always reveals a bit more, doesn't it? Best front nine.
That went to Chris O'Donohue. 21 points on the front, which, as we discussed, makes his back nine collapse even more, well, stark.
Yeah, quite the contrast. Best back nine.
Shared between our top two finishers. Tony Money and Darren Reed both shot 22 points in the back nine. Shows they finished incredibly strongly.
That's championship golf right there. Best gross score.
Danny Innes, the club champ, shot a 71. Very impressive score around red livets.
Definitely. How about the par threes and par fives?
Tony Kingly Money owned the par threes. Played them in 12 strokes, exactly even par.
Mm-hmm.
While Danny Innes dominated the par fives, playing them in 18 strokes, which is 2 under par, shows their different strengths.
Interesting. Most birdies.
Danny Innes again.
Mm-hmm.
Racked up 6 birdies or better. Clearly was attacking the course.
Yep. Biggest improvement and biggest collapse on the back nine. Always telling stats.
Malk Dami had the biggest back nine improvement. Scored 7 points better on the back nine than the front. That bunker shot on 14 must have really sparked something. Shows great resilience after that awful start.
Fantastic turnaround for him. And the collapse.
As we know, Chris Cott O'Donohue finished 6 points worse on the back nine than the front. Just highlights that pressure and how tough it is to keep it going for 18 holes.
Brutal game sometimes. What about the easiest and hardest holes on the day?
According to the stats, hole 10 was the easiest. Averaged just 4.27 strokes, so only slightly over par.
Makes sense. Often a chance to get one back early on the back nine. Hardest. No prizes for guessing.
Hole 11. Averaged 5.45 strokes. That's nearly 1.5 strokes over par on average.
Yeah.
Fully lived up to its stroke index one reputation.
Yeah, a real card wrecker. And the most blobbed hole. Where did most people score 0 points?
That dubious honor goes to hole 17. 7 blobs recorded there. A real late round hurdle for many players.
Wow. 17 causing late trouble.
Okay, finally, how does this event shake up the overall LIB standings for the season? Well, Shanks and Big Hook have solidified their lead. They're now on 72 points overall. Swingers are in second with 62. Then it's Eureka's and Balls Deep tied on 54.
Okay.
Followed by 2 Ballers on 52, Big Sticks on 49, regular Flex move up slightly to 46, and Bogey Boys still trailing on 43. So Shanks and Big Hook have a nice lead, but plenty still to play for.
Absolutely. The season's really taken shape. The season is truly heating up. Every event shifts the landscape.
What a deep dive this has been into the Captain Stableford. We've really unpacked a real-time narrative of a golf event, haven't we? From early surges and individual brilliance.
To dramatic collapses and triumphant finishes.
It truly showcases the complexity and, well, the sheer excitement of a LIV golf event. And those incredible swings of momentum that make it just so compelling to follow.
Indeed. And, you know, given these dramatic shifts we saw, the individual highs and lows, the ultimate team results, what does this tell us about that blend of skill, mental resilience, and, let's face it, perhaps a touch of luck needed to win on the golf course?
Good question.
And how much does one bad hole truly impact overall performance? And maybe more importantly, how do the best players recover from that adversity and turn their game around? Something to ponder, perhaps, until our next deep dive.
Welcome to Shanks Elite Tour Schools. You're here to learn, we'll give you the tools. We teach to win, but suffer no fools. Only one rule, that's obey all the rules. Our pros will have your long game thriving, like Woody's course on power driving. Losing distance, not very strong. Romesh will make you sneaky long. Hitting the green, but nowhere near. Leaners will demo the latest gear. Chunking chips, then thinning through. Professor Dix has tips for you. Build a swing you can always trust. Darren, you're really spoiling us. Advice like this don't come for free. That's why you paid a massive fee.
Thanks for